Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In this episode of Little Explorers, the country that we are going to talk about is Equatorial Guinea. It's named so because it lies very close to the equator and the Gulf of Guinea on the western coast of Central Africa. It was formerly a Spanish colony which got its independence in 1968. The country has two parts. One is an insular region and one is a mainland region. Its capital is Malabo, which is the current capital, and there's one which is under construction. It's called Ciudad de la Paz. The official languages spoken there are Spanish, French, Portuguese, and English, and the people living there are called Equato-Guineans. Its neighboring countries are Cameroon to the north and Gabon to the east and south. Near its coast, there are small islands of Corisco and Great and Little Alibi. Some interesting facts about the country are, it is one of those countries in the world, the capital of which is situated not on the mainland country, but on Boico Island. The country has a hot, humid, tropical climate, and the terrain has large coastal plains with beautiful sandy beaches, and there are also wonderful hills. The people living in this country have the highest literacy rate in the entire sub-Saharan Africa. And it's the smallest African country which is a member of the United Nations. There is a protected tropical forest called Monte Allen National Park, and it's house to gorillas, leopards, elephants, chimpanzees, and crocodiles. The country is rich in growing coffee, rice, cocoa, yams, and they rear livestock and produce a lot of timber. The major industries include petroleum, fishing, natural gas, and sawmilling. In fact, the country exports petroleum. And if you ever go to this country, which is the best souvenir that you can get back? They are sculptures and masks, which are quite traditional. The earliest inhabitants of this region, like other countries in Africa, are believed to have been the Pygmies. And the country also has the biggest frog in the world, the Goliath frog. One very unique thing. Ever since the year 1979, the country has the same president who has served it. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. It's a horizontal tricolor. Top stripe of green, middle stripe of white, and the bottom stripe red, and there's the blue isosceles triangle, which is based on the hoist side, and right at the center of the tricolor is the national coat of arms of Equatorial Guinea. So that's the flag of the country. To know about other countries, their flags, and some interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Little Explorers. And if you do not want to miss the future episodes, do like, subscribe, and follow this podcast.